Okay, so welcome to the Shiurim on the first parak of Makos. As you can tell from the Makoros, we'll be focusing on really Inyanei Hazama for a little while, and then other topics that come up along the way. So right off the bat, I always have to start with the Psukim. So anybody have the Psukim in Devarim Parak Yutes? All right, so again, Devarim Parak Yutes. We'll start with Pasuk Tes Zayin. Ellie, you want to start us off? Go for it.
So there's an
eight sheker. Right, so eight sheker comes to basically give sheker, basically to testify falsely. Okay, we'll just skip Yud Zayin. That's the basin comes together. Right, and then what happens in Yud Ches?
Right,
so the basin comes together, and they discover that this was Edo's sheker. So what do we do? So what's the onish? What do we call it? Kasher Zama. Right, how would you describe Kasher Zama in a sentence?
Do what he wanted to do.
Exactly. Whatever onish he tried to inflict upon the Nidon is going to be given to the Edom. So we know from the Psukim right off the bat is that these, we'll call them the Edom Zomim, gave Edo Sheker and they get an onish. What's not clear from the Psukim?
How do we know it's Edo Sheker?
How do we know it's Edo Sheker? That's the big mystery. How do we know from the Psukim, right? And it's all day Bezin somehow finds out that this was Edo Sheker. But it's not clear from the Psukim how we know that. Excellent. So, and we also don't know exactly, right? We don't know how it became Edo Sheker. So the Mishnah, that takes us to the Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Torah Shebaal Peh comes to fill in some of the blanks here. How do the Edom Zomim become Zomim? So this takes us to the Mishnah on the second Mishnah on Daf Hei I'm not sure where we're going to be starting. Yitzhak, want to start us off? All right, so this Mishnah is why we're starting with this, is really going to capture the essence of what Hazama is. Go for it.
So Edom don't become Zomen until...
Big phrase, Ad Sheyazimu Asafman, we'll translate it another time, or a little later. So what does that mean, really?
So Ketzad, Amr Ma'idin Anubish Kolin Yishar Gassan Hadad. So if two Edom come to Basin, they say we are being made about a certain person that he killed someone.
All right, so again, just for everyone being on the same page, the first cut of Edom, we're calling Edom Zomim. And the second cut, we're going to call them the Edom Mazimim. So just so we're all on the same page. So the first cut of Edom Zomim testified, give Edos, that Reuven, let's say, killed Shimon. So that's the Edom Zomim, the first cut. And then comes along the Edom Mazimim, the second cut, and say... Or not in this case, but yeah.
Amr Lahan, hey, Chatim Ha'idim, Shahari Neregzeh, O Hahori Gzeh, Ha'imanu, Osayam, Malkum Ploni. So then the Mazimim come, they say, how can we test for this? Because either Reuven or Shimon was with us at this time.
Exactly right. So if the second Kat, I spoke a little too soon, if the second Kat comes along and says that we were with the Nehrag or the Horik, is that Hazama?
No.
That's not Hazama.
Ain't it?
Exactly. What do we call that? That's not Hazama, but rather Hachasha. And what is the classic din by Hachasha? Which kat do we believe?
Neither.
Right? It's called try your train. It's a stalemate clash. We don't know who wins, so therefore we just keep it the status quo. So that's Hachasha. Continues. Okay. What is Hazama?
If they say how are you able to do this because you are with us in this time and this place, then that's Zomen, and then the Edom Zomim are killed based off the words of Mazimim.
Exactly. So the Mishnah tells us that what Hazama is when the second, the Edom Mazimim, come along and say, Imanu Ha'isim. They say that the Edom Zomim were with us, and therefore Memela establishes them as liars, because how can they say that Reuven killed Shimon in Malkum Ploni, Bisman Ploni, if at that time they were in a different place? So again, so the Mishnah fills in the Torah Shebaal Peh, fills in a little bit of the blanks, say that this process of Hazama is through the Edus of Imanu Ha'isim. We still don't know from the Mishnah, what's the big thing missing from the Mishnah? Why, fill in the blank. Exactly, why, thank you, right, Yoshua, right? Why do we believe the Edom Mazimim over the Edom Zomim? That is really the core question of Hazama, which is going to open us up. Why is it that we believe the Edom Mazimim over the Edom Zomim? Because what does it seem similar to? Hakasha, right? The classic case of Hachasha is, right, where, right, one Kat of Edom says that, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon. Second Kat of Edom said Reuven did not kill Shimon. That's Hachasha. We don't know who to believe. And that, in essence, at first glance, seems to be what's going on with Hazama. The Edom Zomim say Reuven killed Shimon. And the second Kat is saying that can't be the case. right? It can't be true because you were with us at the time. So the big fundamental question we have to develop is why is it that the Eden, the Torah gives Ne'amonus to the Eden Mazimin over the Eden Zomim? Especially given the fact that whenever there's a general clash of Achasha, it's a stalemate. We don't believe one cot over the other cot. So this is going to bring us to, there's going to be two general Mahalchim in the Mefarshim of how to understand the relationship between the Eden Zomim and the Eden Mazimim. How do you understand this dynamic between the Eden Zomim and the Eden Mazimim? So today we're mostly going to focus on the first approach, and tomorrow we're going to get to the second approach, but I want to just present both of them so you know what the contrast is. The first approach we're going to develop today is that it's not really a direct clash between the Eden Zomim and the Eden Mazimim. Finish the sentence. Amir, why is it not a direct clash between the Eden Zomim and the Eden Mazimim?
They're not going on the...
We'll see. One Mahalach in the Mefarshim, we'll see a lot of the Makoros of today's, a lot of today's Makoros were saying that the reason why we believe the Edom Azim over the Edom Zomim is because the Edus of the Edom Azim does not directly clash with the Edus of the Edom Zomim. Exactly. Mahalach number one, approach number one is going to say it's not a direct clash because we view the Edom Zomim as the Bali Davar, as the Nidonim. That's not a clash between two sets of Edom. It's rather the Edom Mazimim are the Edom. When they testify, when they give Edus of Imanu Hayisim, in terms of that Edus, the Edom Zomim, the first cut, are considered the Bali Dover. They are the subjects of that Edus, and generally, right now, is a Bal Dover able to argue when Edom testify about them? No. Bali Dover, I mean Bali Dover, a Nidon never, right, when Edom come to court and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven can't say that's not true. They're Baal Din. A Baal Dover, a Nidon, never has a Deya, right? And therefore, he can't argue. So Mahalach number one, we're trying to see that the reason why the Edom Azim are believed is because the Edom Zomim are considered the Nidonim, they're considered the Baal Dover, so it's not a clash at all. That's approach number one, which we're going to develop today. Second approach, which we're merely going to develop tomorrow, just so to be on the lookout, is that, yes, we'll call it the Trey approach. That really there is a direct clash between the Edom Mazimim and the Edom Zomim, but for some reason, be it Gezeiras HaKasuv, be it some other reason, right? Even though there is a direct clash between the Edus of Kat number one of the Edom Zomim, Kat number two the Edom Mazimim, even so, there's something that gives Ne'amonus to the Edom Mazimim over the Edom Zomim. So again, approach number one, what we call the Edom Zomim or the Bali Dover approach. And approach number two is that's Trey. Really, there is a direct clash between the two Edios, right? But yet, we give Ne'amonus to the Edom Azim. So we're going to hold off on approach number two for tomorrow, mostly. But I'd like to today really see inside several of the Mefarshim, early and late, who adopt this approach, and obviously discuss some of the nuances that come along the way. So again, so approach number one is that the Edom Zomim are the Bali Dover. So who is the earliest person, Mefarish, who adopts this approach? Exactly, Rav Nissim Gam. Excellent. So Meir, would you mind, do you have it with you? Or at least, it's in your phone. So Rav Nissim Gam, again, written originally in Arabic here, so we'll go for the translation that I provided in footnote there 15. So Rav Nissim Gam is the earliest that I've seen who really formulates, again, he's trying to figure out what, exactly, many of these Mefarshim, trying to figure out what is the difference between Al-Khasha and Hazam. And he really gets to this Nakuda. Go for it.
Hachalik Shabin Hachilik Shabin Hachasha Bazama, Husha Hachasha, Kipal Astira Shabin Shtek Kitos Edim.
Is key, right? The stira is pertaining to the gufa shel edus, to the edus itself, right? So let's just skip right, and he just gives the example. Skip a couple lines where, right, the first cut says that this ritzicha happened. Second cut said the ritzicha did not happen. That's a direct stira between the edus itself. That is a chasha where we don't believe one over the other because. I should just skip a little bit to the second page. You see the hazama.
So,
marriage, you see the second page? You see the Hazamahi?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just skip a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Hazamahi.
Shalevi.
Shalevi Yehuda. Me'idim Sheruvim Shimon Be'atzmam Hayu Imahem. The Yom Rishon Chodesh of
Nice, right. So they are the second cut. Levi and Yehuda are the Edom Mazimim testify that the first cut, the Edom Zomimim, were Imanu Hayisem. Now he continues to explain.
Vat hadinhu leharog es Reuven v'shimon be'edison shel Levi v'Yehuda. V'zeh amar elokim mitzparach v'asisim lo kasher zomar ma'asos d'achiv v'achoshen shel Reuven v'shimon l'so klom.
And in this case, when they write the second cut, the Edom Azimim say Manu Ha'isim, so then the first cut of Reuven and Shimon, they can't contradict them. Why is the key? Because the Edus is going on them, right? In contrast to the earlier Hachasha, where it's Al-Gufa Shela Edus, Hachasha, the Edus is going, right? The focus of the Edus is the Edus itself. When it comes to Hazama, the focus of the Edus, of the Edom Azimim, is on the Gavr Edom, on the Edom Zomim, right? Fisha Edus Musevis Alehem, on the Gavr Edom Zomim. Therefore, v'nasu begeder bali adinim. Therefore, in that context, in regards to the Imanu Ha'isem, the original Edom Zomim become bali din, bali davar. And therefore, and once they're considered bali davar, so mamila, obviously they don't have a daya, they don't have a say, and they can't argue back. So Rav Nissim Gaon is the first, the earliest source I could find who really explicates this, you know, this approach clearly, that we view the Edom Zomim as the bali davar. That was explicit. Now we're going to see the Rambam. So we're going to see the Shitas Rambam in terms of this issue is very, very controversial. We're going to see today the Mefarshim who align the Rambam with this first approach. And tomorrow we're going to see some other Mefarshim who are going to align the Rambam with the second approach. And maybe we'll even reference the controversial, you know, quote in the Rambam. So everyone can open up the Rambam. So the Rambam Hilchos Idos, Perek Yud Ches. We'll just jump to Halacha Beis, where the Rambam... Actually, I should have started. Let's start with the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos. I apologize. See the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos. On this Mishnah on Daf Hey. You can see there's a couple of very important ziyukim, and then, you know, to align the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos with the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. So this is the, right, the Rambam Perish Mishnayos on our Mishnah. Okay, once, Yoshua, you mind?
Amar Torah, the king Eichekar Eid.
Off is the key, right?
The Torah says Eichekar Eid. Velona Amar Eidus.
Oh, so what's the first diak of the Rambam?
That it says Eid, not multiple Eidos.
Oh, that's the way. What's another way of? It's Eid versus.
Oh, Eid versus the testimony.
Exactly, or he's being mechalik between the Gavra Eidim or Gavra Eid and the Chesachal Eidus. It's very important. So he says, right, Rambam is being medayik in the psukim itself for the nature of the din. Right, what better place? B'nei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid, that the Eid Begavra testified falsely, but it doesn't say that the Eidus was found to be Sheker.
So
that tells us that the Edom Zomim, sorry, the Edom Mazimim must be talking about the Etzem Ha'Edim, must be going on the Gavr Edim, the Edom Zomim themselves.
And not what they
said. Because if they were going, if they were focused, if the focus of the Eidus of the Edom Mazimim was on the Edus of the Edom Zomim, then it would be Behu.
Behu Edus Mochashas.
Then it would be Hachasha.
Contradictory Edus, yeah.
And in that case,
V'nichu Derayim Shal Ilu V'Ilu, and we would knock out both of their testimonies in Shum Edom Kolibri. It wouldn't be Edom at all.
Exactly, because the Rambam implicitly is trying to answer this question, what's the difference between Hazama and Hachasha? And he's making this chiluk between the Gabra Edom and the, called the Chefta Shal Edus. And it continues the Rambam.
The Amru of Nargu Alpiam and says that they're killed by their mouths.
Ratzalomar.
Ratzalomar Sheyargu Aedim. That the Aedim were killed. Alpi Elil Sheh Hizimu.
Right. So
on this that they were.
Right, so we're going to kill the Edom Zomim because of the Edos of the Edom Mazimim.
Yeah.
And this is the key line, is where he's right, getting to the issue at hand.
Bafal Pi Shem Trevi, even though it's 2-2.
Right, which generally would be a stalemate. What's his answer?
Lahisha Edos al Atzmam Shel Edos
below. Al Atzmam Shel.
Shel Edos.
Shel
Edos.
You have Edos there?
Yep.
Really? I have Lahisha Edos al Atzmam Shel Edim. Edom? Do you have that's interesting. Lefisha Edus, that's interesting. That's a, you know, I think it's, this makes more sense in context. Lefisha Edus al Atzmam Shel Edim. The reason why it's not Trey or Trey is because, like the Rambam said earlier in the Diyuk and the Pesukim, because the Edus of the Edim Mazimim is focused on the Gavra Edim, right? And the below. Is it possible? Yeah. So the contrast seems like it would make sense if it's Edim versus Edim, right? And it's not coming to contradict the Chefta Shal Edus.
Not to uphold it, not to contradict it. Lefi Shem Omrim Anu in Anu Yodim Im Zehara Kimosha Tamakosha. They're not saying that we don't know whether or not the guy was actually killed, like you're saying.
This is very important. Shita's Rama. We'll see this in Yana Chazaka. Right? The Rama Shita is that the Edim Mazimim cannot say anything about the case itself. They basically have to say, we have no clue about the content of your edus, edim zomim. All we're saying is iman ra'isim. The ein aleinu, you read that? The ein aleinu l'das edusim, we have no clue, and we shouldn't know about it.
Masha anu me'edim, this is the word of testimony about, sha'atem ha'isim makom ploni, beyond ploni, that you are in this place at this time, the fiyutach therefore shomen debrayim, their words be argo ha'edim, and we kill the edim.
Exactly. So I would say there are two diyukim from the Perush Mishnayos and the Rambam, which seems to align the Rambam with this first approach that we're viewing the Edim Zomim as the Balei Davar. Number one is the initial diyuk in the Psukim. Right? The Rambam is very much focused on the fact that the Psukim are focused on Edim and not Edus. So again, indication number one that the Rambam, again, is taking this approach that it's all about the Edim Mazimim treating the Edim Zomim as the Balei Davar. And diuk number two, which can be fleshed out in the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka, is that the Shitas of Rambam is that because it's all focused on the Gavr Edom and not on the Edus, therefore the Edom Zoim can't speak at all about what? About the facts of the case. The Rambam is going to say that in order for a case to be considered Hazama, the Edom Mazim can't speak at all about the facts of the case. And we'll see, to the extent that even if they do Hazama, they say Imanu Ha'isem, and they speak about the facts of the case, that's not going to be considered Hazam anymore. Again, another indication that because the focus is all about on making the Edom Zomim, them, the Balei Davar, that has to be the exclusive focus of the Edom Mazim. So again, those are two diyukim which seem to point, emphasizing this because the Rishita's Rambam is controversial, but for the Perush Mishnayos, seems clear that the Rambam is taking this approach, that they were treating the Edom Zomim as the Balei Davar. Again, also along these lines, the Kli Chemda, which is a prominent Achron, I couldn't get a photocopy of it. The Kli Chemda, again, is Medayik from the Perush Mishnayos. Again, that the Rambam agrees with this first approach that the Edim Zomim are considered the Balei Davar. So again, that's an Achron who specifically is Medayik in the Perush Mishnayos, that the Rambam agrees that the Edim Zomim are the Balei Davar. Okay, good. So that's the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos. So now let's see the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. Okay, so again, let's focus on, for today, on Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Beis. We're going to see the controversial one is going to be the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam seems to throw a monkey wrench, but we'll get back to that. Shmuel, would you mind? So in Yud Ches Beis, we can just jump to a couple lines into Halacha Beis, where he says, Ma Bein HaChasha LaZama. Yeah. You see where it says, Uma ben achash el azama?
Uma ben achash el azama? What's the difference between the achash el azama? Achash el azama is an edus itself. Dos emeris hayadavar as a hayadavar as a dos emeris lo hayad.
Exactly right. One cot says this happened. Other person says, it doesn't happen, right? Direct clash in the Edus itself. Exactly. It doesn't have to be necessarily so direct, which is going to be a problem. Right? It doesn't have to be direct, but as long as it comes from, I think he's referencing, if you say that we were with the Nerug or the Horig, right? The direct implication of that is that obviously they weren't where you said they were. So how does he describe the Hazama?
Hazama, Beidem Asma.
This is the key, and writing in this is the Shitas Rambam, and it must be the Edim Mazimim have no clue about the case itself. That's very important. Ketzad, and we're just going to spell this out.
Edim Shabbat, I'm a reader that Shara gets there. All of us have been funny, funny, funny. We saw that what happened in this place, whatever. Achash Edu, I've Achash Edu that testified, and,
Right, Nivta Kun, there's Jewish of Hakira. Right, so again, they say Imanu Isem, right? In this case, right, they say Imanu Isem, we were with you the first cut of Edom. But they add. But they also add that not only were we with you the Edom Zomim, we were also with you, who?
The
Nerag. Exactly, the Nerag, or the Horeg, or the Lovet, and the Malveh. And therefore, B'loi Devar Me'olam, therefore what you testified couldn't have happened. Lo Zeh Horeg Etzev, Lo Zeh Hilveh Etzev. So, right, you're reading this Rambam for the first time, and you see Imanu Ayisem, so you expect them to say, Harizu Hazama. That's what, I don't know about you, that's what I was expecting to see. But then you see, Harizu Akasha. You're like, what? You have to like read it again. Right? Anyone else have that experience? Right? You're reading it, like, did I get something wrong? Didn't you say Imanu Ayisim there? But although we said Imanu Ayisim, what else did he add? Did the Edom Mazim, or what did the second cut add?
Mordechai?
Exactly. Also add Horeg and Nerag. And this is what the Rambam was referencing earlier. And the Rambam Shita, right, Mordechai, right?
Yeah.
Right? And the Rambam Shita is that if you not only say Imanu Ayisim to the Edom, but you also speak about the content of the Edus, that's going to be considered hachasha. That's going to be a big sheet of his. Continue. Just skip a little bit where he gets to see the. Do you have Frankel? See about Amru Lahem?
Yeah. Avo. In Amru Lahem, I know Yodim, Im Zehar Gezeb Yom Zeb Yushalayim, right? We don't really know whether we are killed or not. We just
right, that's very important for Rama, right? For the Rambam's Hazama, they have to say we have no clue about the content of the Edus. Right? Kamosha Atem Omrim Olohar. We have no clue if the actual Ritzicha took place. The only thing we can say is that what?
Is that they didn't solve. We don't really care about the kid's stuff. All I know is that the murder could have actually could or not take place.
Exactly. That's all they're saying. So says the Rambam, in this case, Hari Elu.
Right.
He's going to stress again. How will? Oh, the only reason why it's considered hazama is because the Edom Mazimim were not misyakis at all to the actual case itself. Right? In the MS Osheka. Oh, exactly. So the Rambam, if you stop here for sure, right? If you read the Rambam in Yad Chazaka at the Rambam Perish Mishnayos, it seems very consistent. Right? The Rambam is describing the difference between Hachasha and Hazama, that Hachasha is focused on the content of the Edus, Hazama is focused on the Gavra Eden, and the Rambam Lishitaso says, he takes this so far that Hazama cannot be talking about the content of Edus at all, to the extent that if the Rambam thinks that if the Edom Azimim not only say Imanu Ayisim about the Gavra Eden, but also talk about the case itself, that's not going to be considered Hazama. So this idea, the only focus is on the Gavra Eden. Again, what does that seem to imply? What's Hazama all about? Exactly, it's about making the Edom Zomim into a Baal Edin. So the Rambam is saying, in order for that to happen, that can be the only thing that the Edom Azim were talking about. Only when that's the exclusive focus of the Edom Azim is on the whereabouts of the Edom Zomim, and they don't talk about the case itself, only in that case can we consider the Edom Zomim to be the Baal Edavar. So again, the Rambam, the Pashtus, you know, is for sure if you stopped here, right, would seem to adopt this, the first approach, that the Edom Zomim, the reason why we believe the Edom Mazimim, the second kind, is because the Edom Zomim are considered the Baal Edavar. Yeah.
Is that only in one Edus of the Mazimim, or meaning, because can they function as Mazimim in one case and then also as give Edus?
And you're saying they broke it down, like Shalot Tokhtei Dibur?
Yeah.
Interesting. So that might get to a separate question about whether we'll get to this later, about Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. Means a separate issue. Let's say the first cut was Muchash, and then they were subject to Hazama. Like, what will be the din there? That's also fascinating. But that might depend on that, on which one comes to do Hazama first, they do Hachasha first. It might depend on that. So any of the prominent Achronim who basically interpret the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka in line with this idea of the Edom Zolim being the Balei Davar. And remember, one of the prominent Achronim, Aladav, who interpret the Rambam in this way? Excellent, the Pnei Yeshua. All right, so the Pnei Yeshua says, it's important to say this because there are people who argue, so the Pnei Yeshua agrees with this analysis, right? So while the Kli Chemda was medayik this in the Perush Mishnayos, the Pnei Yeshua was medayik this in the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, and says the fact that the Rambam, right, thinks that the only time Azama applies is when the Edom Mazimim only speak about Imanu Ha'isem, but don't speak about the case itself. Only then, right? So Pnei Yeshua first says that seems strange. It's also Hazama there. It says it must be because it's all about focusing on making the Edom Zomim into the Balei Davar, and therefore once you start speaking about the case itself, then they're no longer going to be considered the Balei Davar. So the Pnei Yeshua has an interesting line. We point out the irony here that according to the Rambam, right, the only way that the Edom Mazimim can completely uproot the Edus of the Edom Zomim is if they don't speak about the Edus itself. This is an interesting line. If you look at anyone have the Pnei Yeshua there, where he has, like in the second line, it says, V'afagav de l'chora. You don't see that line? You go for it, Mayor? Yeah.
V'afagav de l'chora adraba be'inyan zeh lo mikri sar gufa shal edus. Kivon she'in yodin im harag o lo harag.
Right, so it's a line he's saying that it's a little ironic that the only time that the Edom Azimim were able to completely uproot the Edus of the Edom Zomim is when they don't speak about the Edus at all. But if they start speaking about the Edus itself, then they can't uproot it. But again, well, it seems ironic. You're able to uproot it when you don't contradict it. But that's the point. Because once you start contradicting the Edus, then it becomes what? Trey or Trey. So the only way for the Rambam to uproot the first Edus is by not talking about the Edus itself, by only talking about the Gavar Edom, by focusing on the Edom Zomim as Balei Davar. So far we have the Rav Nissim Gaon and the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos and the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, at least according to the Kli Chemda and the Pnei Yeshua. So now we're going to see, I would say, probably the most famous Makor. Your question? Oh.
No.
What's the most famous Rishon who accepts this approach? The Ramban al Torah, right? People ask, oh, the Edom Zomim being the Balei Davar, everyone will tell you, oh, look at the Ramban al Torah. But it's ironic because the Lashon of the Ramban al Torah is a little controversial, as we'll see. Anyone have the Ramban al Torah? Is on the phone? No? Anybody? So, right, the Ramban al Torah, again, on the Psukim is coming, just the basic question on the, right, on the Psukim, like, the basic question we asked before is, like, how from the, where the Psukim say that, oh, these Edom Zomim are considered sheker, are considered to be lying, and therefore they get the onish. And the question the Ramban just right off the bat is, wait a second, how do we know they're lying? Right? What's the idea? Anybody else? Yeah, go for it. Kiva.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeshua shavt in hate to begin age sheker age. Lo pirush a class of eich yodea shehu eich shek shehu sheker.
Right, exactly. Right. So the first thing is that don't tell me that even 100 Edom came. Because even if 100 Edom came, would that undermine it? Exactly. What's the concept? Trey Kamea, right? That's the idea of Trey Kamea. So you can't tell me, oh, because there are more Edom who came to contradiction, that's not going to do anything. Now he's another Havamina. So what is that?
Could it be that the Naharag himself came to Bezin and said, hey, I didn't die, I'm here.
I'm not a Naharag because I'm here, right?
Because the Pasuk wouldn't have said, you don't have to do Deir Shoah Shofti Meitiv if the guy's standing right there.
Exactly. So the Ramban says it's very clear that the only way that we discover that the Eden Zomim or Shakranim is through Bezin. It's through some type of Drisha V'Chakiris. That can't be that the supposed Naharag just came to Bezin, although that would prove that the Edom Zomim were false, but that's clearly not what's going on here, because the Pasuk focuses on some type of, you know, role of Bezin. Oh, so what's the...
Well, okay, in Baha Kabbalah, Nemanas HaPirusha, Ki HaZamat Yeh Keshiyamru V'Halo B'Yom Ploni Rimanu Ha'isem.
Right, so again, it says it must be. So what is Torah, right? This is Ramban's plug for Torah Shabbat Peh. Right, nothing else makes sense except for the Torah Shabbat Peh, which tells us that what's the case? Imanuel Yisem. But now the basic question is. Oh, good. Oh, so stop there. So what does that mean?
Rishonim can't say we didn't do this because Lachari they became Bodyguard also because Shahari Yechulim Halumar Lehem Shahari Goes Nefesh O Shechulim as a Shabbat.
So this Shahari is a little controversial. All right, so the first line, exactly like Kiva just said, right, saying that the reason why the Edom Mazimim are believed is because the Edom Zomim seemingly become the Bali Dover. Since it's Al Gufam Shal Edom, it's talking about the Edom themselves, and therefore, once they're being talked about, they're not Nemanim on themselves. But then he adds Shaharei. So again, read the Shaharei again.
Shaharei Yecholim Halulomar Aleihem Shahargus Nefesh O Shechol.
So what does that mean? So who could have said?
Right. It seems like the Mazimin could have said about the Zomim that they were in Mechal Shabbos.
Okay, so the question is, therefore what?
Right.
And what is the Ramban trying to do here? All right, so who I was speaking to in Seder? Yeah.
So he was trying to basically make it a case of Migo that since they could have done that, but that they're not, so then therefore they're believed.
Oh. So we're gonna present two different explanations of what this line of Shaharei is in the Ramban. So the first way to say it, and this the lashon of Shaharei is many times associated with the Migu, right? So what's the concept of Migu? Right, you make Tina X, but how does Migu give you Ed and Emanus on Tina X? If you could have...
You could have done something, I guess, more drastic, but you didn't.
Exactly. You could have made Tina Y, which would have been Naman, and because you made a lesser Tina, therefore you're going to be believed on that. So one, again, actually, this is Rav Shavel, right? The footnotes in the Sefer of Kook were written by Rav Shavel, big Kama Chacham. Excellent footnotes whenever you're doing Rabban Ola Torah. So Rav Shavel here understands this line of Shaharei as a Migu. And how does he explain? What's the Migu? Why is it, whenever there's a Migu, the Migu Taina, we'll call it, the other Taina has to be a better Taina. Right? Yeshua, do you remember, according to Rav Shavel, why he's invoking the Pnei Yeshua? But why is Chalatam as a Shabbos and Ritzachtem es anefesh, Hargu es anefesh? Why is that a better Taina?
It's against one person.
Okay, yes, a little bit more. There's a little less Ha'aza. You're right about the one versus two. Anyone remember specifically?
The other aid won't know if he's...
I think this is probably what you're referring to. Yeah, what is it?
That if you go for each of them individually, then you go for this one, the other aid has no clue if you're telling the truth.
Exactly. There's always a factor when it comes to Edus. People generally don't want to be mayas. It's brazen. To like tell a lie to a person when they know you're lying is something that people generally stay away from. So in the case of Imanuel Yisem, so just, Migu is always trying to figure out if they were lying, like, what would they want to do? So again, we're saying that Imanuel Yisem, from a liar standpoint, is a little more, has more ha'aza. Why is it more ha'aza? Because both Edom, they know you're lying, right? If you're saying, let's say, right, the Edom Zomim, right? Edom Zomim are, you know, we're together. And Edom Azim are saying, both of you were somewhere else. If the Edom Azim were lying, so then they're lying to two people who know, what are these guys talking about? We were together when we saw this Edus. So there's more ha'azah, there's more brazenness to claim that both of them have to say Imanu Aisem. But in the case where they each say that they were Chalatam as a Shabbos, so then they're not talking about them together, as Yeshua was saying, you're talking about both of them, not together, but rather... Separately. It's like, oh, you're Mechal Shabbos, and you're Mechal Shabbos. In that case, each individual doesn't know about the other person, about their Shmir Shabbos. So Rav Shavel is invoking this Pnei Yeshua. Remember, Pnei Yeshua doesn't say this in the Ramban, to be very clear. But this is Rav Shavel, who says, oh, the Pnei Yeshua's Migu is what's going on in the Ramban. Yeah.
It also could be more attractive of a Migu to say that the time to appear, the time they could have made it, is also better. Is calling someone a fossil, the Gavra, is less of a
ha'azah
than calling someone a liar.
It's better to say that the chalatam as a shabbos.
The point is to make them like pasul leidus. Then is it also less of a ha'azah to make them like a gav or psul than it is to call them shakranim?
But I mean, chil shabbos is like, you know, it's
chibski.
Yeah. Do you say from what perspective? Is it what perspective are you talking about?
To say they're edus. From an Edus perspective, I hear that.
Yeah, example, so,
yeah. From an Edus perspective, like in a vacuum based in, like it's more attractive, like it's a bigger issue to based in to say these guys are liars than to say they're just a psul gavra.
Uh huh. Because funny, because it's actually when you give Edus Sheker, the actual psul is that you're a rasha, that you violated the avera of Edus Sheker. It's actually come down. They boil down to psul rasha. And if anything, Chil Shabbos and Ritzicha are bigger, you know, bigger rishas. So, you can say something?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, interesting. So that's why I think the Pnei Yeshua focuses more on the Ha'aza standpoint than he does from that. So just, again, you guys learned that as Niyu, right? Would you learn when you read the Ramban? Oh, sorry. Am I mixing up? Oh, sorry. Yeah. So there are a couple of problems with this read. Anybody tell me any issues with understanding this as Migo?
Yeah, so one of the problems that was that, so if you make them Zomim, so then this guy doesn't, then the guy who they accuse doesn't necessarily get, will not get killed.
Oh yeah.
But if you, what, if you say that they're Michal Shabbos,
where is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So then that case could still
that was your heart. Sorry.
Like that guy could still be killed. So I think that the Nachman would be like if they're
yes. Say it again. Say it again.
If they make these Eidim Zomen, so then the guy who they accuse is not killed.
Correct.
But if they say that they're Michal Shabbos, so it doesn't necessarily contradict their previous Eidus.
No, but it does uproot it though.
But at the time of the Mafreya,
okay, so that gets into a,
because
the question is when the Chol Shabbos was,
right? So
I'm assuming the Migu is that they could have said, I'm assuming they're saying that you could have said they were the Chol Shabbos before,
okay,
you know, before the Maaseh, and then they would also uproot the Eidus.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was some case where like they wanted the guy killed, or they didn't want the guy killed, so therefore, like, I mean, if you're friends with the guy who they're accusing, so then maybe by you, I mean, if you make them zomim, so then either you could get him off, right? The guy they accuse could get off free if you accuse them of being zomim, whereas I might not be able to otherwise.
But again, meaning, whenever you're talking about migutaina is always,
right, yeah.
You can always make that up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You could have, and it's not a problem with the Migutaina, because you could just say the Migutaina would have been helpful. Yeah, so, but you made that hot rock in Seder. But we saw Tosfos, yeah.
Baba Kama, like Migu Bishnana.
Exactly, right? Tosfos in Baba Kama, Ayin Beis, is, we'll get to the context in a moment, is basically saying this Migu is invalid, right? Because, right, so what's the context? It's a very important Gemara in Baba Kama.
Like, it was Machlokas, all the previous testimony from the time that they gave the original testimony as possible now.
Exactly.
Or only after.
Exactly. So the machok is between who and who? Remember?
Abaye
and Rabba. We'll get back to this. Right? Abaye says that when the Edom Zomim are found to be Zomim, right, from when is their Edos, from when is their Psol Edos Chal? According to Abaye, it goes, Lema Freya. Because, right, and Ari, does that make sense, Misvara, to go Lema Freya? Yeah, because that's the Shas. Go Lema Freya to when they give the Edos Sheker. Right? When they were Shakranim, that's when they become Psule Russia. So go back to Lamafreya. Abaye makes a lot of sense. Comes along Rava and says, no, you can't go to Lamafreya. It's only Mikado Abba. No one, do you remember why? What was Rava says? Why? Exactly. This is very important. We're going to get back to it. Rava says, Hazam is a Chiddushu. And because it's a Chiddush, you don't go to Lamafreya. You go to Mikado Abba. We'll come back to analyze that. So comes along Tosfos and says, why is it a Chiddush? Why is it a Chiddush to believe the Eidim Mazimim? Right, what is the marriage? You remember what Tosas is Kasha? If it's Pasha, you should believe the Edom Azimim, because they have a Migu, that they can possibly Edom Zomim, Midin Edus, but saying they were Gazlanim. Just say they're Gazlanim. So Migu, they could have said Gazlanim. So they should be believed to say that they were, you know, Shakranim, to say Imanu Ayisem. So the Tosas gives three answers, and all of them would apply to our case. And you remember any of the answers to Tosas? Tal, do you remember any of the answers, Tosas?
Was he saying that Magic and trade doesn't apply to Migu? Trade may, like, two can't.
What was that?
You can't go, Migos can't go to 100 Edom Zomim and be Mufasim, but two, Edom can say that they are Edom Zomim to 100, and that would be covered.
Close. I think you might be referring to the third answer, where I think the third answer told us is saying, wait a second, if 100 Edom can't override, if Trey Kamei, right? If 100 Edom can't override two, so then why would two plus a Migu override two? So that's the third answer. Basically, the Migu, I mean, if you're thinking about a clash between Edom Zomim and Edom Azimim, right? If you add 98 Edom to the Edom Azimim, it wouldn't help. So adding Migu is not going to help either. So that was the third answer. What was some of the other answers? Diva?
I'm saying, does he say somewhere that it's hard, you can't quantify
coordinate that.
Exactly. The first famous answer of Tosa is that Migo is all about, oh, I could have just, you know, had it in mind, but two Edom are not going to be able to coordinate and both have a Migo tied together. So, and two Edom are coming together, they have to tell the MS, because otherwise it would be hard for them to coordinate. That's the first answer of Tosa, that Migo is never only by an individual, by a Baal Din, never applies to Edom. And then the middle answer of Tosa is, exactly, focus on the Edom, on the other way, right? So, meaning, even if Migu would theoretically work, it's coming up against Edom, and therefore it's not going to work. So for whatever reason, for any of these three answers to Tosfos, Tosfos is very clear that Migu does not work in this case of Edom, of Trey or Trey. Basically, where you have the Edom Azim against the Edom Zoma. So again, so one problem with saying that understanding the Ramban as being a Migu is that it's very not clear that a Migu would even work. That would even work in such a case. So that's ha'ara number one. Is that difficulty number one of understanding the Ramban as a migu is that from Tosfos and Baba Kama, not so pashut that migus will work. That's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is that if you just look, is that this idea of the migu, you always have to justify why the migu taina is a better taina. As we said, Eli was talking before, is because each aid doesn't know about the other one. But does the Ramban say any of that here? The Ramban doesn't talk about why the migu taina is better than the taina that he makes. He doesn't explain why chalatam as a shavish, a hargus and nefesh is a better taina from a hazama standpoint than imanu aisa. So again, just from a lashon standpoint, it seems a little dachot to stick a migu into the Ramban, if the Ramban would seemingly have to justify why the migu taina would be preferable. So just from problem number one is Tosos, to say that a migu even works in this context is not pashut. Number two, the Ramban never spells out why the migu taina would be valid. And number three, if you just look at the context where Akiva was reading before, the line before, right? What's the focus of Mordechai? What's the focus of the line Bahatam? Right before Rosh Hashanah is coming to bring a riot to something. And what is the Ramban doing in the previous line of Hatam?
Explaining why the second set of Edom are bullies
based on what?
Because the Edom are and the Baal Edom.
Exactly. Right? The Ramban in the line before is all focused on why that the Edom Zomim are the Baal Edavar, are the Baal Edin. But if the idea here was Migu, is very important. If the idea is Migu, so then you're having a totally different perspective. If you need to come on to Migu, that means you think there's Trey or Trey here. There's a clash between the Edom Zomim and the Edom Mazimim, and you need some Migu to put the Edom Mazimim over the top. But the Ramban doesn't think it's a direct clash. The Ramban said in the line before that what's happening is that the Edom Zomim are the Bali Davar. Once the Edom Zomim are the Bali Davar, right, Mary, do you need a Migu for the Edom Zomim, for the Edom Mazimim? No. Once the Edom Mazimim are the Edom, and the Edom Zomim are the Bali Davar, you don't need a Migu. So again, it just the flow of the Ramban does not seem to go well with saying that this line of Shaharei is a migu, like Rav Chavel suggests. So what's the other way of understanding the line of Shaharei?
That he's bringing a riot to the idea that they become Baal Edava.
Excellent, beautiful. The Shaharei, the simple understanding is that he's bringing a raya to the idea that the second kat are the Edom, and the first kat are the Bali Dover. And he say, look, in another case, it would be similar. If the second kat would say Shahargu es Nefesh or Chilatam as a Shabbos, then the second kat would be the Edom, and the first kat would clearly be the Bali Dover. So the Shaharei seems to be just bringing a riot to this idea that although the Edom Zomim started off as Edom, but we can view the Edom Zomim, the first kat, as Bale Davar, once the second kat says Imanu Aisim, just like we'd view the first kat as Bale Davar if the second kat would have said Shahargu Es Nefesh or Chilatim Es HaShabbos. So again, so the while the first explanation of this line Shaharei is the Migu, for the reason we discussed before, it doesn't seem to be the best pshat. The better pshat seems to be that the Ramban really belongs to this group, that the Bale Davar, that the Edom Zomim are the Bale Davar, and the Shaharei is just a simon to this idea that depending that once the Edom Zomim Mazimim say Yimanu Aisim, it's as if they're speaking about them as Bale Davar. So along these lines, right, which of the later Mefarshim explicitly understands the Ramban in this way?
Barbanel.
Excellent, the Barbanel. So if you see the Barbanel, I believe the Barbanel is on the Makoroshi. The Barbanel quotes the Ramban, and it's very interesting to look at the, right, when he's quoting this idea, look towards the end of the Barbanel. See the last three lines when he's summarizing the Ramban. It's just interesting the way he quotes us. See the first third to last line, the first word he nay aspire. Ellie, what do you mind?
First word.
You see hine aspire mizah? I'm sorry. Continuation of the Barbanel on the second page. The third to last line is hine aspire. Alright, so it comes to Achasha, it's a stalemate. They're both of Edus which clash. Therefore it's a stalemate. We don't believe either one. Oh, but right, this idea that they're speaking about the first cot as Bali Dover. They're not right. They're speaking about them as Gavur Edom, not talking about their Edus. And this is the key. So he doesn't say Shaharei. What's the Lashon? Exactly. So it's, he takes away the Migu Lashon of Shaharei Yicholim Lomar, which is Migu-esque, right? And Rav says, no, it's parallel to just as if the second cut would have said Chilatam as a Shabbos, Shahargu as a Nefesh, where the first cut is the Bali Dover, and the second cut are the Edim. That's exactly what's going on here when it says Imanu Ayisem. Exactly. This is the sheet of the Ramah. So right, in contrast to Rav Shabel, who understands that line of Shaharei Yecholim, right, as a Migu, right, you have the Abarbanel, earlier, obviously, the Abarbanel understanding the Ramban, and that line as just being a simen to this idea that Imanu Ayisem is Edus on the Edim Zomim as Bali Davar. One other Ha'ara from the Abarbanel is something that, you mentioned this, I don't know if you got to it, that the Abarbanel, implicitly raises an issue, where he basically says, wait a second, Ramban. And really, Ramban, or anybody who else takes this approach, right? The assumption of this first approach is that when the Edim Mazimim say Imanu Ha'isim, that they're not contradicting the Edus, they're just talking about the Gavra Edim Zomim. Wait a second, says their Barbanel. There seems to be a part of the Edus that you are contradicting. Because what's a part of the Edus, of the Edim Zomim, which is being contradicted?
We were there.
The Zman and the Mako. The Barbanel says, how can you claim, especially if you take the Rambam, right? You can't talk about the Edus at all. Wait a second. You are contradicting the Edus. Because part of the Edus of the Edim Zomim, not only do they say Reuven Harag as Shimon, they say B'makom Ploni is Man Ploni. So they say in a certain Makom, in a certain Zman, and that part of their Edus is being contradicted by the Edim Mazimim, by who say Imanu Ayisa. So ask the Barbanel, how can this whole Mahalach of the Ramban, we'll add the Rambam, Rav Nissim go and say that no, by saying Imanu Ayisem, you're not talking about the Chetzeshol Edus, you're just talking about the Gavra Edim. Part of the Chetzeshol Edus is the Zman and the Makom. Has the Barbanel answered that question? You remember? Anyone see this? All right.
I didn't see it. They're not actually made about it. It just like comes out of their Edus.
Okay, but no, it's part of the Jewish of Chakira. They ask the Edim.
They're not intrinsically made about it.
Okay, good. You're getting there. Anyone see the Barbanel? Yeah?
It still could have happened like at that place at that time.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a separate point. Anyone remember? Let's see the Barbanel.
The Zman isn't what's Mechayat the Mita.
And therefore, the Zman and the Makom are not?
The main central points. Of
they're not part of the Edus. This is what Ari was saying, but it's slightly. Would you mind Natano going for it?
Sure.
See, this is, again, it's still the Barbanel, a little further up. The third line down. It says the last word in line is Viadua. You see, second page is the
Adua Sha'idim She'idu Shir Uvein Harab Shimon B'yom Kach V'makom Kach Hine Ein Azman V'makom Ma She'i Chayev Misa.
This is a start, right? And the Zman and the Makom, right, when the Edim Zomim originally say that Reuven Shimon, Reuven Harag Shimon, in this Makom and this Zman, so although they say that, but the Zman and the Makom are not what contributes to the Chayev Misa.
Continue.
Very important. When they say the makom and the zman, that's not part of the edus. That's rather aval.
Aval hu livchon v'le'emes ha'divrahem.
Right. It is saying that the drishba is very important. So, that the drishba chakiros, right? The zman and the makom, right, do not integrate into the Eidus itself. They're considered separate, and they're important to make the Eidus Yochol Hazima, right? Every Eidus needs to be Nitan for Hazama. We'll get to the dilemmas of that. Is that just a Mirtas factor, or is that more fundamental? Whatever it is, every Eidus needs to be Nitan to Hazama. And in order for an Eidus to be Nitan to Hazama, you need to include the Zman and the Makom to be, right, subject, potentially subject to Hazama. So it says the Barber now, don't think that the Zman and the Makom integrate into the Eidus itself to therefore say, no, the Eidim Mazimim contradict the Zman and the Makom. They're contradicting the Chafetz Shel Eidus. No, they're separate. There's the, says the Barber now, there's the Eidus itself, and there are separate factors which just make it Nitan for Hazama. Yeah.
And then the Rambam could say that the Zman and the Makom of the Harag and the Narag, they could be part of the Eidus.
One more time.
Meaning the Zman and Makom of the Eidim Zomim.
And this is talking about the Zman and the Makom. I mean, they were the same when the original Kat gives their Eidus, and they say Reuven Harag et Shimon, right? Makom Ploni, Zman Ploni. When they reference the Zman and the Makom, is that part of the Eidus or not? When the Rambam was talking about when the Eidim Mazimin.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
But they're being ma'ach. So but meaning, then the Rambam would say that they're being ma'ach. He would almost either the Rambam would make a split, or he would say that the Rambam would probably make a split and say that when the Eidim say Makom and Zman, so Makom and Zman as it applies to the Bali Dabar, for that it's considered part of the Eidus itself. But as it applies to the Eidim, it is not part of the Eidus itself, and that's only for it to be Nitan La'azimus. That's why when the Rambam says, that if they were Imelu, so Imelu means that you're being Machish, the second half of Makom and Zman, which is that it applies to
Interesting. I have to think about that. That's interesting. And you're implicitly asking that when the Rambam says that when the Eidim Mazimim talk about the whereabouts of the Horeg and Nerag, that is considered to be contradicting the Chafetz Shel Eidus. So it might be mechalik between the Horeg and Nerag and the Eidim. Okay, I have to think about that. That's an interesting horror. Excellent. Okay, in the couple minutes that we have left, just to summarize, so far we've had in terms of this first mahalak that which called the Eidim Zomim being viewed as the Balei Davar. We had Rav Nissim Gon. We had the Rambam, at least according to some. We had the Ramban, again, Pashas of the Ramban, and then based on this Barbanel. And then we have a couple of more quick makaros. The next one is Rabbeinu Bachya. So Rabbeinu Bachya is also, you know, on the Marmakom sheet. Again, also spells this out pretty quick, and it's very important. Rabbeinu Bachya himself writes that he patterns his Perush al Torah after the Ramban. So there are always a lot of similarities between the Rabbeinu Bachya and the Ramban. So again, you can't necessarily view the Rabbeinu Bachya as a parish of the Ramban, but if the Rabbeinu Bachya is like using the Ramban's language in certain ways, it can be viewed also as his understanding of the Ramban, which would be important in a lot of what we're discussing before. So, Kiva Finkelstein, would you mind going for Rabbeinu Bachya? Right, so again, we're going to believe the Eidim Azim, even if the original Eidim Zomim are 100 of them. Right. Again, the basic question everyone's asking, why would you believe the Mazim over the Zomim? Right. Every two Eidim have supreme nemanas. Oh. Getting right to it. That the Rishonim, that the Eidim Zomim are considered the Balei Davar, based on the Eidus of the Acharonim. Right, so again, it's like, you know, Rambam-esque. They're not talking, you know, Ramban-esque, right? Not talking about the Eidus itself. They're only talking about the whereabouts of the Gavar Eidim. And now look at this Lashon. I believe Eli points that, right? In Seder. Right, so again, not the Ramban's ambiguous Lashon of Shahari Yecholim, which was, again, open to interpretation. Is that a migu, or is that just a simon to Balei Davar? Right, the Rabbeinu Bachya, which we're saying now, can be seen as sort of like a quasi, also, understanding of the Ramban, like a Barbanel understands the Ramban, is like, no, it's just Ki'ilu. Just like if the Eidim Mazimim would say, Shahar Gwes and Nefesh and Chalatim as a Shabbos, it would clearly be that the Eidim Zomim would be Balei Davar. That's exactly what's going on here. So it's clear that's not a migu, it's rather that the Eidim Zomim are viewed as the Balei Davar. But if it happened, if they were actually talking about the actual contents of the Edus, then it would be Hachasha. So again, so Ed Rabbeinu Bachya, right, to Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, to the Rambam and the Ramban, and I'm just pointing out the Rabbeinu Bachya, like the Barbanel, again assumes that this reference to Hargus and Nefesh, Chatzos and Shabbos, is not a migu, but it's rather just a simen that they are balei daven. And also the last Rishon is the who says this is the Sefer Achinuch, but he says this a little more tentatively. Anyone have the Sefer Achinuch? Oh, beautiful. So look at the Sefer Achinuch. I had to read a couple of paragraphs, but let's focus now on the paragraph starts Ubashir Tamin. Yeah, so it's Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Chaf Dalin. Right, so after saying that, oh, the Shrashai Mitzvahs, you want to, you know, make sure that people are telling Eidos Sheker. And then he's going to get to this core question that everyone's bothered by. Ubashir Tam in a Torah Akronim. Tuf Kuf Chaf Dalet. I'll start it off, and then you'll take over when you find it. Right, just because we're up against the clock. Ubaashir tamin haTorah haAchronim al Rishonim. Right, that which we believe the Edom Mazimim over the original Edom Zone. Lo yadanu tam bar bezeh. It's not clear why this is true. Achin, however, higid li echad min haChachamim kitzas taina b'davar. I was given some svara, a kitzas, right, and that is ki haTorah tamin haEdom. Take over whenever you have it.
You can.
Oh, the reason, right? The reason why we believe it. Ein savik sheilu ya idu shnei edim ksherim al shlosha anashim o yoser shaharu as hanefesh shenaamdim hashnayim amidim vafilu yachishim hamerubin. Of course, two edim are believed to basically testify that any amount of edim, you know, let's say we're mechalas Shabbos, ne sheilu heim edim ba'achirim bali davar. The second cot are the Edim, and the original are just Balei Davar. Be'edim Zomim, Kmo Kein. It's the same thing by Edim Zomim. Acher she'achronim mi'edim ala Edim atzma lomer lehem imanu ha'isim shezeu ikra hazama. That's the idea of hazama, that the Edim Zomim are considered the Balei Davar, and so therefore it's not a clash at all. It's the Edim Azimim who are the Edim, and the Edim Zomim are just the Balei Davar. But it's important to note that even though this seems like such a geshmak svara, the Sefer Chinuch is very tentative about this, and we'll get to maybe in future shiurim why is this not such a pashut? It seems pashut. There's Balei Davar, you know, Edom are believed over Balei Davar, but yet the Sefer Chinuch is a little reticent about it. So while again he adopts this mahalach, he is reticent about it. And the last, I would say after or with the Ramban, the other thing that everyone quotes for this svara is, who's the last person who says this, is the Tur. Tur is very famous for this. Some people say even more famous than the Ramban for some reason. Again, we don't have time to be this inside, but the Torah also explicates this idea that there is a difference between Achasha and Azama, that Achasha pertains to the Edus, while Azama is all about the Gavar Edom. So we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we're going to see a number of Mefarshim who adopt the second Mahalach, that it's not, you know, Edom Azim as the Edom, Edom Zomim as the Balei Din, but rather it's really more of a Trey, Edom and Edom, and therefore you have to look for reasons why you believe the Edom Azimim over the Edom Zomim. Stop here.